South Sudan has just 4 months to prepare for the December 22nd election, the country's first. Jacqueline Kuba Alexander, a resident of Torit Town, says she is looking forward to voting because she says it gives hope for change in the country.
I have not seen anything good. We have poor infrastructures. From Juba to Nadapal, the road is impassable. Even roads that connect people to the villages to bring food to the market are inaccessible. No hospital in some counties, and people come from far villages to town to get treatment. The services in the country are very poor.
Church leaders from different affiliations have called on the government of South Sudan to prepare the country for the elections. Members of President Salva Kiir's Sudan People Movement, or SPLM, have endorsed him as their flag bearer. But Reverend John Lakuwa Jaras, a Catholic priest in Torit, says lack of knowledge about other candidates could confuse those ready to vote in December.
I am ready for election because that has been overdue. So I am very happy that we should have an election. But I am also concerned that if there is going to be an election, there are some conditions for election. As I see also on the newspaper, I learned that almost 29 parties, which is already registered. Me, in particular, I do not know who are the one representing those political parties. I am very aware the SPLM represented by the president, Salva Kiir, but I think many people, especially in the villages, they do not know who are the flag bearers of the rest of the political parties.
The 2018 peace agreement requires the signing parties to hold election towards the end of the transitional period so the South Sudanese can choose their leaders. Jocomina Celestio, a community leader in Torit County, urges people to elect the right candidates in coming elections.
We heard there is election, but we did not know which candidates are going to stand, and even it's the first to hear because we don't have radio. I urge my South Sudanese to vote peacefully without any fighting or any corruption, to put someone who is right in a right place. By the way, people are suffering, maybe for the candidates. They will change their habit and everything will be in the right place. But I suggest South Sudanese must elect somebody who is right in a right place.
Nicholas Haysom, head of the United Nations mission in South Sudan, told the UN Security Council last week that the country is not yet ready to hold election in December. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa, reporting from Torit, Eastern Equatorial State.